We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And at the end of the day, we got to select the four or five guys that we feel give us the best, you know, opportunity on game day. And some of it could be based just purely on matchup, right? Obviously Travis has made a case to continue to play and play at a high level.
That was Doug today. He said you got to pick the best four or five guys. So if that means when Deshaun and Alshon comes back, and this is my worry, can all the young guys play? We're back, Marks and Reese. Fulgham's definitely going to play. If Deshaun and Alshon play, that's three. So then who are we talking about? Hightower is the odd man.
There's no doubt he's the odd man out. He's the first man. He's the low man on the totem pole.
Because Rager's in there.
Yes.
Right, when he's healthy.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Who are your starting – say everybody's healthy. Who's the starting receivers?
Deshaun, Fulgham, and Rager.
Rager.
Right?
Okay.
I'm not starting Alshon over Fulgham right now.
I hear you. Get no argument out of me on that one. So Greg Ward and
– yeah, we're not even talking about Greg Ward here. And I'm not trying to act like that he's Julian Edelman or anything like that. But, I mean, he's sure-handed. He catches the ball.
Yes. Yes. So Rager goes in the slot.
Yeah.
Fulgham, your outside guy opposite Deshaun, and you put Rager in the slot.
Or can Fulgham be the – is he too big to be?
I mean, they put him in the slot. That's how he caught that 1-7 route. So, I mean, I don't know if you want Deshaun and Jalen on the outsides with Rager in there as the slot in the middle. That's essentially what Doug's going to have to decide. And guess what else? We haven't even talked about what could be a huge decision to be made. This is a team that's known for 12 personnel.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting away from 12 personnel and going strictly 11 personnel? Because when Goddard comes back, what are you doing with Ertz and Goddard? One of those guys had to be off the field if the receivers are on the field.
Yeah, you're using all those receivers. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
So, when Goddard comes back, Rager comes back, Deshaun, Alshon.
Yeah, you almost have too many bodies.
That's a good problem to have.
Well, until Alshon starts texting somebody.
Well, I think we all can agree that he's the first one everybody's like, you know what? We can move on.
Right. No, I agree. But I mean, but and that's Jack's favorite player. But if he's locked in, he's still a good player.
Yes.
He still can help.
Well,
trust him.
Despite what happened in New Orleans, his hands are his biggest asset.
Yep.
Is that he usually catches everything. He's not going to run by anybody. But I love to have that threat in the red zone.
I'm out.
I mean, can you imagine an offensive skill position set where you got Alshon on the outside or Alshon out there with Fulgham out there, and then I got my two tight ends? That's four big bodies right there. That's four big targets. I'm talking about red zone targets. Speed isn't a necessity in the red zone.
No.
As much as it is out in the field. But if I got the big bodies down there in the red zone, we know Carson's throwing high. We know that.
Yeah, it can.
Yeah.
That's
so
where you want to put it.
Man, exactly. I'm just thinking, that's all.
All right.
That's also an awful slow lineup, too.
Yeah, they're not going to win any track meets. 215-592-9494. But that almost gives me, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You're going to get a guy like Hightower, and I'm not pretending that Hightower is going to turn into Jerry Rice or anything like that, but I would like to see development from him. And when these guys come back, he may not even be active. He may not even play.
I tell you what, though, he can make it tough on them by playing better, right? Like, that's what Fulgham has done.
Yeah, but you're right. This is a fluid situation. If he comes out and has a great game, he's not going to be riding
right,
the bench. For
right, they're not going to want to take him off the field.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, what should they do? Chris in Allentown. Chris, what do you got?
Hey, I was just thinking about that lineup, how you guys were talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys think of Alshon, Travis, and D-Jack in the slot?
Ooh, D-Jack in the slot. D-Jack doesn't do a lot from the slot, but he does play in the slot.
I was just thinking about matchups.
Sure, yeah, I like it.
Then I got a random eagle for you guys.
What do you got?
Todd Pinkston.
Pinkston.
Pinkston's not a random eagle. So
E-Rock.
Oh, man, we played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he wasn't the starter on three. I mean,
he's a second-round draft pick. He actually.
Well, I think he was a starter in all the championship games except for the Arizona game. He wasn't here anymore.
Yeah, he would be under a different category of, you know, players that people didn't like. But
right,
he's not a random eagle. E-Rock actually did a good job. He sent a tweet and he said he breaks it down. So Andy Kalu, so he's taking pictures of you in game action and he's putting not random next to you. Andy Kalu, random.
Okay.
You, not random. Brandon Whiting, random.
Oh, he went B. Whiting random.
Yeah, and
that's my draft mate, man. We were in a draft class together.
And he was with the team until
we traded him for T.O., yeah.
T.O. trade, so he was here 6 years.
Yeah.
You, not random. Who's 41 that you're slapping five with?
41. That Thomas Tepay?
It's Thomas Tepay. That's random. Thomas Tepay.
Okay.
And then he's a 58th. That's Trent Cole flexing, so he's obviously
He's not random.
No, we had some great ones that are coming in, random Eagles. My buddy Justin that lives out in Hawaii, he's a big Eagle fan. He says Jeff Seidner.
I don't even know who that is.
So he was a 90s, 5'6", a buck 70. He went to the University of Hawaii. He was a wide receiver, really a return guy.
5'6"?
Yeah.
But what'd you say? How much?
Listed at 5'6".
Jeremy Bloom?
Man.
Jeremy Bloom wasn't 5'6". 5'6", 170. And he was here a couple years, 92 through 94.
Sounds like a Howie type pick.
Yeah, really.
Danelle Pumphrey.
That did not have a lot of great wide receivers at that time. Scuba Steve says J.R. Reed.
Ah, yeah, J.R. Reed.
Kind of random.
Yeah, because I think he got hurt his rookie year, right?
Yep.
That was his rookie year was the Super Bowl year, I think.
He's jumping a fence.
Yeah.
Caught him in the calf.
Yep.
Sam Rayburn, random Eagle.
Ah, truck driver.
I got one for you. Before your time, Ron Dixon. He was already gone, wasn't he?
Ron Dixon from the Giants?
Ron Dixon. No. Ron Dixon was a truck driver. Like, literally, he got a tryout. He was driving a truck. Ray brought him in 95. He's a defensive tackle. Him and Kevin Johnson were both on the street, and there was injuries. They didn't need to bring these guys in.
Wow.
Ronnie Dixon.
I don't even remember him.
Yeah, no, not that Ron Dixon.
Yeah, it's only run Ron Dixon that gives me nightmares.
Yeah. Let's go to Jake in Avondale. Jake, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
What's up, brother?
Avondale.
And I definitely want to see these new guys play. And, you know, I understand your point about Alshon's hands, but what are the hands if there's no effort behind them?
It's a great point. Great point by you.
You know, I was at that game in Pittsburgh, and on, you know, you can say whatever you want about Howie, but Schwartz seems to go to. I mean, the lack of effort and what seemed like the lack of preparation. Not effort, I guess. They just seem so, like, well, what do we do? You know what I mean?
Well, the thing that bothered me the most, Jake, was even when they were in position to make the play, they didn't make the play. I mean, missed tackles on third downs.
Yeah.
8 penalties on defense. Jumping off sides. Personal fouls.
It was a killer, man.
Yeah.
A killer. It just
The penalties bother me more than anything because, like Nate Jerry getting beat by Chase Claypool, that shouldn't surprise anybody. The fact that they were in that defense, Baldy said it. Like, you shouldn't be in that defense. That's not what you should be doing. You played right into their hands.
Yep.
That bothers me.
You guys want a random Eagle?
Yeah.
Sure.
What about Rod Smart?
Oh, my boy, he hate me. That's a random,
That's a random Eagle.
That's a random Eagle. Oh, Rod Smart was so fun to play with, man.
Good dude?
Man, that dude was so funny, man. He was just so happy to be in the NFL.
I bet he was.
I mean, came to work every day with a smile on his face and wound up turning that little XFL thing into about
years.
A 4 or 5 year, because he went down to Carolina and played 4 years. He was a good kickoff returner.
Yeah, he was
fast.
Good.
You know who got him here?
Harbaugh. Is that right?
He played for John's dad at Western Kentucky, I believe it was. So Harbaugh's dad was the one who sort of recommended him
and gave him the reference.
Yeah, he's a good kid, play hard for him, and that's how we brought him in.
Pretty amazing. He went from fighting for the kickoff in the XFL, how you used to have to wrestle for the ball to win it, to make it a nice career in the NFL.
Yeah, man.
He hate me, he's a good one. People still don't understand the whole random thing. Like Silvio sends me something. It says Reggie Brown, Random Eagle. See, I mean, he got a second contract from the
Eagles. Yeah,
he had a big first year or second year.
Maybe they for them it's more or less people who aren't necessarily great Eagles. They were just here, so that's like a random name, Reggie. I'm with you. I wouldn't consider Reggie a random Eagle.
No, he's probably the next tier up.
Yeah, yeah.
And certainly Brent Celek's not a random Eagle.
No,
Jack.
Jack.
What are you talking about? Mark Sinarese on 94 WIP, HD1 Philadelphia.
He's played here for over a damn decade. He only played for one team. How the hell could Brent Celek be a random Eagle? By the way, I think he's an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's going to be.
Man.
Broadcasting from the Taste Cake Studios. Is this the Herb from Northeast Philly, Jack?
Uh-oh.
We haven't heard from Herb in a long time. Herb, what's going on, brother?
What's going on there, Johnny?
How you doing?
Working, baby, working.
How's the life of a Lyft Uber driver? Making the money?
Yeah, I made $1,500 last week, and I didn't even work.
Nice.
Damn, $1,500?
Now, what's the regulations with COVID? You have to have a mask on? The person has to have a mask on?
Yeah, everybody wears a mask. You know the deal.
Don't sound down.
I was in Miami like 2.5 weeks ago. I already been down there, dude.
You loving it?
You on South Beach?
Hey, listen, Ike, this is important.
Okay.
November the 10th, I'm flying down to Dallas, and then I'm going to Tyler, Texas. And I'm going to be seeing, you know, Tony West Philly Cheesesteaks, right?
No, I don't.
You know Tony. He calls you up. He's from West Philly originally. He's got like four stores in Texas.
He's got cheesesteak places?
I told you about this back in the spring. He needs some Eagle stuff. Where can I meet you to get the stuff?
What do you mean?
I need some Eagle stuff, you know, banners, whatever you got. Whatever you get from the station.
Oh, you mean from me? Do we have any Eagles T-shirts here? Or
no.
I don't have anything, Herb.
You can't get nothing together in the next couple of weeks?
I guarantee you, you can get it faster than me.
Oh, yeah? From what, Harold Carmichael?
No, just call Fanatics. Help out Michael Rubin.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'll call him and tell him it's from what's-his-name. Yeah, I got you. Okay.
All right, Herb.
Pro Shop. Is the Pro Shop open?
I just bought. Yeah, I've been over there. I'll see if somebody might.
Well, just look for the Bobo T-shirts that they sell outside the games. You know what I mean? Go down there, you get the $5 ones.
Hey man, spend some of that money, Herb.
Yeah, I hear you. So, what's your Eagles going to do this week, Ike?
And the laugh after it.
So, what? Who are you a fan of again, Herb?
Yeah, who's your team?
I tell you. Listen, I told you back in the spring.
Here we go.
It was wide receiver, linebacker. I tell you, I got a bad knee. I can still cover them guys. I can still one-on-one. You know what I'm saying?
If it wasn't for the bad knee, would you say you're in good shape, Herb?
Yep.
I'd still take one of them guys on down the field. Tight end, wide receiver, yeah.
So if Zach Ertz came out of his break, what would you do?
What's that?
Is Zach Ertz, if you were covering Zach Ertz, how would you handle it?
Hey, he ain't no big muscle guy.
Not at all.
He ain't no big muscle guy. I take him on, you know.
So wait, but hold on. So what's the tale of the tape with you? How tall are you?
There's one of the cops from the 7th District. He's listening. He's watching the city of Philadelphia, but he's also got the radio on. He just sent me a text. Stay off the radio. He don't like me.
No,
because I'm an umpire, and I call too many strikes when his kids are coming up the.
You have a wide strike zone.
Yeah, I got a tight strike zone. He don't like a tight strike.
What's your called strike three call? What do you do? Are you a showboater?
You know what I do. I pull my hands back just like that.
You go ah.
You. I told you if you want me to umpire, I'll umpire for you guys. Spray at your celebrity game.
Absolutely. Dude, if we have a celebrity game when all this is over, Herb, you are going to be the umpire. Thank you. We appreciate it. He could have umpired Elliot and Jack.
That's what we should have had him do.
I mean, they would have never agreed to let anybody just off the street come do it.
Right, yeah.
But when all the germs are gone, as I tell my kids.
The germs?
Yeah, that's what I tell my two girls.
Oh, okay.
Because my daughter's daughter's birthday's in December, and she wants to have this birthday party, and have to say, but with the germs, we can't do that. So when all the germs are away, we're going to do all that. So when all the germs are away, Herb can be the umpire for Jack.
Did they cancel Halloween yet?
No.
They haven't?
Damn. Yeah, I don't really know what I mean. We're gonna go out trick or treating, but
oh, that's right, you got little ones.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna
taking them out.
Yeah, we're gonna go around the block. Yeah, I got my.
He's doing the show from home.
What's a Saturday?
Exactly. Self quarantine.
What's a Saturday? I got lucky. It's a Saturday, so I don't have to worry about it.
No, I meant after Halloween.
Oh, after Halloween.
Yes.
Oh, I'm fine with that. But I have an outfit. I already. It came in the mail.
You got a costume.
What is it?
I don't even know who it is. It's from Frozen. Both of my daughters are Elsa, and I am whatever the handsome prince is. That's who I am, and it's a full onesie with a wig.
Oh, you're a good dad, man.
Yeah, and the thing was like $30 too, even with the coupon. Party City had to get waited for the 30% coupon, ordered it, bang, you know, it came here, but.
Yeah, what doesn't cost at least $30 now?
Seriously.
I mean, you can get a candy bar for $30, man.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, everything is 30 nowadays.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We have our buddy Scott in Delco. Scott, how's your fantasy football team?
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-oh. All right, we'll check back in with Scott. Lance in Delco. Lance.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Lance?
What's up, Lance?
I'm going to give you the best, most random Eagle ever. Let's see if you can picture who he is. He played for Houston, then Tennessee, came in for the Eagles, played 1 year, team next to Dawkins. Dawkins said he might have been the smartest player he ever played with.
Oh, yeah, that's Blaine.
Strong safety.
Blaine Bishop.
You got it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we remember Blaine for another reason.
No, listen, we got to be fair, and I know you guys don't care.
Nope.
We got Blaine at the end of his career. That was
he was a really good player.
Yeah, he's a Pro Bowl player.
His last year.
Yeah, that was his last year in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was we got him at the end of his career.
Well, and he was a strong safety too, and he was covering a wide receiver on the Joe Jarvis.
Shouldn't have been out there.
No.
Shouldn't have been out there.
Didn't he have a hamstring?
Yes. And his shoulder was bad.
Oh, great.
Like he had given his body to the NFL so much that he used to tell us he didn't have any feeling in his shoulder.
No feeling?
Yeah, from where he made so many tackles and the thing has been shot up and dislocated and separated.
So he's been getting cortisone shots in his shoulder for
yes!
like 10 years.
If you look back at that year, which I'm pretty sure none of us do in 02, you can actually see him out there at times running with one of his arms really not moving.
Damn.
Yeah, he was only reason he played because Michael Lewis wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Michael Lewis was a rookie that year.
And then he stepped in the following year and made the Pro Bowl.
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, 2 years later he was a Pro Bowl.
Was it 2 years later? Yeah, I mean, he was kind of the stopgap.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, LeVon Kirkland was the middle linebacker stopgap. He was like 300 pounds.
Yeah, that was no good.
Let's go to David in Florida.
That was no good.
David, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
What's up, David?
What's going on?
I'm calling from Florida. I just got off work. I'm about to go grab some Ike juice and get on with my Eve.
Oh, who's must have been drinking that Ike juice. Love it.
Okay, so I got the most random Eagle. Maybe not random for the reason that you guys think, but just freaking random. A guy named Jeff Fiegels playing on the Eagles. It's like a guy named Mike Fredskins playing on the Redskins. It's freaking random.
Yeah, and Fiegels ended up having a great career.
Washington football team?
Yeah, we forgot.
Right. Yeah, I can't say Fredskins either.
No. You can't. Fiegels is a random one for sure.
Quarterback or punter?
Punter.
Punter, yeah.
He went to Arizona, I believe, for a long time, and then he went to
That's right, he was in Arizona.
And then he was with the Giants. He had a long career.
Yeah.
How'd that guy end up on the Eagles, though? His name's freaking Fiegels.
Well, sometimes you get lucky in life, David.
What? Isn't he the punter that – appreciate it, David. Isn't he the punter that trot blasted?
Yep.
Right. I played against Jeff Fiegels then.
You did? Yeah, he played for a lot. He was a long-time punter.
It's like Sean Landetta.
Yeah.
It's like 25 years of punting.
Yeah, see, Sean Landetta – I don't want to call him a random Eagle, but he's kind of a random Eagle, right?
Yeah.
How long?
Oh, he does the special teams report on Sunday.
No, I know so. He does. How long was he here for, Sean Landetta?
3.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little bit longer.
I think 01, the Rams title game, and was he here for the Tampa? I think it was Tampa, too.
He was the first Eagles punter I remembered.
I don't remember him. In
Dirk Johnson was 04.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I can't remember if he was here in the Link that year when we opened the Link in 03.
Mm. Yeah, it's only a punter, so you don't really. I got to tell you, the Eagles put current punter I like a lot, and dude is jacked.
Oh, Cam.
Yeah, he's good.
I mean yeah. They can scout punters. I mean, before him, it was Donnie Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the best thing about punters, we don't notice them. I mean, kick the ball deep, do a good job of keeping that ball out of the end. Only time you really notice punters is when they kick the ball in the end zone.
Right,
or if you shank it.
Who is the dope that kicked it to Deshaun Jackson for the miracle in the
– Right, yeah.
Matt Dodge.
Yeah. Yeah.
When was the last time the Eagles had, like, a truly bad punter?
It
feels like it's been a while.
Sav Rocha wasn't a bad punter, but he didn't. What did Sav last, 2 years? He's a big boy, Australian.
Yeah, you liked him because of that, right? You wanted to like Sav Rocha. I don't.
What I call him, Rocha.
Well, whatever.
Rocha.
Yeah, I don't. I think he was here a lot longer than you probably think.
No, the special teams units have always been pretty solid. I know we had Alex Henery for a minute after.
He was terrible.
Yeah, after David Akers, Henery was we didn't know if it was Henery or Henry.
Yeah, I just called him Henry because that's the way it was spelled. Right? He was with the Eagles from 07 to 2010.
Oh, Sav or Alex?
Sav. So he was here 4 years, and he was with the Redskins for 3 years.
Yeah, I know he went to Washington.
I'm not sure they remember that. Let's go to and by the way, the caller that called before that had the story about Keith Byers coming to her daughter's baby shower, she brought up Junior Tailatasi. Junior Tailatasi is the best example of a random Eagle.
I don't even remember.
He was an 80s running back that was like a couple of seasons before he kind of washed out. For some reason, and I don't remember how, I have an autographed Junior Tailatasi black and white glossy picture.
I never even heard that name before.
Oh, I love Junior Tailatasi.
Tailatasi?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never even heard that name.
I think he's kind of like with some of the island players.
Samoans, yeah.
Yeah, like yeah, he's, yeah. He's somehow he's
Polynesian
related.
Players,
yes,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's in the Polynesian Football Hall of Fame.
Like Chris Fua'uamata'alofa'ali. Shut your mouth.
Him.
You know, that's Chris Berman. That's how he used to say Foo. We used to call him Foo.
Foo. Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to pronounce this. Pittsburgh running back, Jack. Big boy.
Let's go to
fullback he was.
Scott, big dude. Yeah, let's go to Scott and Delco. Scott, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Scott.
Oh, what's up, Scott?
Hi, man. What's going on? Sorry, I'm at work. Sorry I missed you guys earlier.
You're going good.
Yeah. A couple questions, actually. I mean, definitely looking forward to next year, hopefully. But Jim Schwartz, if he goes, who replaces him? Somebody on staff? I mean, somebody
no.
on the outside?
No, I don't want anybody on this staff.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I would do, Scott. And I'm not even sure he's ready. I think he is, but obviously we have to go through the interview process or what have you. So I would bring in my former teammate, Mike Caldwell.
Yeah, you said that before. I like
yes.
the idea.
And here's why. I like the defensive philosophy of the Tampa Bay Bucs. You know, he's been under Todd Bowles for about 6, 7, 8 years. He was actually the D coordinator in New York when Todd Bowles was the head coach up there with the Jets. So, and I like the attack style defense that they run. They blitz. They're going to get after you. It's a 4-3 defense. Yeah. They play with speed. So I'd be willing to give my guy a shot, man. I wanted to hire Spags.
Yeah.
You know,
that would have been a good hire, man.
Before Andy got him.
Yep.
After the 2018 season, I wanted to hire Spags when he was still on the streets with no job. He took the year off, and he was actually here back in the city.
Yeah, we saw him at the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yes, I wanted Spags here.
Yeah, no, I mean, like you said, Caldwell, Spags would have been a nice dream.
Yeah.
Caldwell, I mean, he's a great player. And, yeah, like Tampa, that's 180 degrees from where we're at now. Attacking, blitzing, aggressive.
Yep.
The other quick question, Bill O'Brien, I know don't laugh, but I mean, if he's a quarterback guy with Brady, any interest maybe next season and seeing if bring him on as, you know, something?
No.
Yes. I would have interest in
it. Toughen the kid up a little bit.
I would, and, you know, like and, you say. It's to what you just said, Scott. Think good about question. It. Everybody wants Carson to be coached hard.
Yeah.
Did you see Tom Brady and Bill O'Brien on the sidelines?
Yeah, he'll coach him hard.
Yeah, there you go.
If he's willing to come in and realize that he's a coordinator or an assistant coach, right? I mean, the last thing you want is a guy coming in trying to undercut your head coach, which we've already seen with a coordinator.
True.
Here.
It's true. That's
who's
true.
Who's your random eagle, Scott?
Greg Garrity, the trash man.
Oh, Greg Garrity.
Yeah, I remember Garrity. Yeah.
Thank you very much,
Receiver?
Scott. Receiver, Penn State, number 86.
Yeah.
I
was thinking of a Garrity that went to Texas.
Not Pat Garrity?
I think that's who I'm thinking of.
So I'm just looking up his – he was with the Eagles for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 – he was 6 years with the team.
Oh, okay.
So I can't go – I mean, he was a backup player, wasn't very good.
And he lasted 6 years?
Lasted 6 years, yeah. I mean, during that time, after Mike Quick, man, you had to wait for Arkansas Fred. You had Chris Carter, but that kind of didn't work out. You had to wait for Arkansas Fred and Calvin Williams before you had a good wide receiver, and I think that was the 90 draft. But, I mean, Greg Garrity's a good one. Guided door and window, 20% of fall windows and doors. Call them today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Would you like the injury report from practice today, Ike? For the Eagles.
Yes.
We got some illnesses still going on here. Sean Bradley, illness, did not participate. Jamon Brown, illness, did not participate. Fletcher Cox, personal, did not participate.
That's never good.
We had that last week, too.
Did he?
Yeah, there was a personal. It was last week, Jack?
Yep. Yeah, it was personal. He missed the same practice last Wednesday for a personal reason.
Yeah, I mean... Got to remember that the whole personal thing last year. Was that last year?
Was that 2 years ago?
Whatever.
No, it was last year.
It was back-to-back years. I mean, 2017.
You're right, it was.
2017 was his own
thing. Was something different, yes.
And then 2019 last year was the...
Somebody showed up at the door.
And Fletcher did not let that.
Jack, what was last year? Or what was the first thing that happened?
Something involving...
Something?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, listen, hopefully everything's all right with Fletch. Marcus Epps did not participate. Rib. Lane did not participate. Ankle. Hassan Ridgeway, illness. Duke Riley, rib. Slay, concussion. Kayvon Wallace, neck. Yeah, see, the young guy missing practice.
Yeah. Well, hell, I mean, the problem is he sees everybody else missing practice. Remember that list we got last week on Wednesday? Half the damn team didn't practice.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
This is after having a light training camp.
And then we had some limited. Jason Kelce did have a full practice, so he's good.
Come on, man. He's a warrior,
Richard
man.
Rodgers must have caught the neck injury from Kayvon Wallace because he was limited with a neck injury.
No, he caught that neck injury because he's out there catching that heat out there in them games. He's like, hold on. I ain't used to playing this much.
Oh, yeah. It's like he's like, well, wow, this is the NFL? Hold on. He's pinching himself. Hold on. Am I playing in the NFL for a team?
No, they're actually playing me?
I saw a couple of random Eagles. Gizmo Williams.
That's who I was thinking of, Gizmo Williams.
Gizmo Williams, I don't even believe, made the roster.
He didn't?
I don't. If he did, it wasn't for long. Why everybody knows Gizmo Williams, he was a big CFL player in the 80s.
Yes.
But the CFL field is wider than the NFL field. He was a return guy. So he'd be able to return punts and kicks. There was more room. He got to the NFL. There wasn't enough room.
He's running 70 yards wide.
Yes. Yeah, he'd run out of bounds. But the problem, his claim to fame as an Eagle, they had the, what was it called? The preseason game over in England. It's called the London Bowl
or
whatever.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So he caught a touchdown pass and he did a flip in the end zone.
Wow.
Henry Gizmo Williams. He's in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's certainly a random guy.
That's as random as they come.
Yeah.
He played 1989. He was with the Eagles, according to this. Back to the phones. We have Darren in South Philadelphia. Darren, how are you?
That's funny. I'm good. You as the handsome prince from Frozen. Can we get pictures of that?
You know it. Just check out my
Instagram. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, you know he's taking pictures.
So, listen, I have to try it on tonight because it came today.
As a father of two, though, so I'm not making fun of you because my time's coming when they get a little bit older. So I can only imagine.
I can't wait.
what trouble they're going to get me into. But I have a question for you. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been in and out. I haven't really been listening. I don't know if you guys have touched on it. But Ike.
Yeah.
Your former, your alma mater running backs out there, if he costs cheaply, would you consider bringing him in to help out since, you know, Sanders can't seem to do it all by himself? And that would be a nice 1-2 punch since we don't have any receivers?
Yeah.
Catch the ball?
Yeah, we talked about it earlier, Darren. I would pass on it. And here's why I would pass on it. I don't know if Le'Veon is in the right place mentally to be in an offense with young players where he's not the featured guy. I just – and this team may not do a lot of winning. So with a guy like that, he tends to not – and you start to lose games and he's not getting touches. Is he ready to be a mentor? Is he going to be a guy that is a good example for these young players? Or is he going to be complaining that he should be getting the ball, right? Like, so I don't even know if I wouldn't want him right now. A couple years ago, I'm all in on him. I just think where he's at mentally wouldn't be good for this offense right now.
So basically, it's another Antonio Brown situation. Not to be, but so.
Yeah, but not. Yeah, but not as bad. But yes, in that same realm, though. Yes.
Gotcha. Yep. I don't know if this guy was said for a random eagle. How about Vince McCauley? You went to walk off tryout.
Now there's a okay. There you go. There's
Thank you,
a,
Darren.
There's a random eagle.
Well, but he was all century team for special teams.
Yeah, it's hard to call an all century guy a random eagle. I would agree.
Hey, listen, you're crossing the line now.
Hey, listen,
you're crossing the line now, buddy. That is a sensitive topic. Do not go there with me.
Well, at least you've seen Invincible.
Yes,
I have. I've seen it.
Yeah, unlike someone,
many times. I've never seen Invincible. Yes, I'll admit it.
Yeah, you can't even call Vince random.
No, definitely not.
He's one of the most popular Eagles ever.
Yep. Yeah, he's far from random. Let's go to Bob in South Philly. Bob, go ahead. How are you? Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Sorry, I had to switch off speaker.
All right.
So I was only listening for a minute when I called in. It's kind of a cop-out answer, but I feel like at the end of the season, the debate on whether to give the new guys time or put the veterans in is going to render itself moot because they're not going to stay healthy. There's no way. I have no confidence they're going to get through a game.
Well, to your point, it might take care of itself.
Yes.
Right? It is very possible
to
take care of
possible,
itself.
It is possible, yes.
I think every 5 minutes there's cramps. I don't think there's any conditioning this season, and they're not having a training camp and their age. But I would agree that Hightower's got to be first guy out. But if he catches one of those two deep balls, we win the game. And I don't even think we have a conversation about Deshaun coming back.
Yeah, Bob, to your point, like I agree with you guys, that he is going to be the first guy that's out. But that's what I'm talking about. I need to see him, and I want to see him develop and see, do we have a guy that's just going to keep making mistakes, or is this a guy that actually can be a part of the future, right? And it's going to be tough to see any of that if he's getting 5 or 6 snaps a game. That's what I don't want.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, I want to make the playoffs first and foremost if I had to have an answer to that question.
There you go.
All right.
Just a second ago, a caller touched on who should be the DC if we got rid of Schwartz.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Seth Joyner all the way. Every Monday and every Sunday night and Monday night, I'm like, we should have been doing exactly whatever he said we should have been doing.
Yeah, it's Seth Joyner or Brian Dawkins if you ask a lot of
yeah,
fans.
There you go.
Well, let me tell you this. If Seth gets the job, say goodbye to Marks and Reese radio show. I'm going to join the Hammer.
Linebackers right coach.
I'm joining the Hammer and his staff. Yes.
All right. Who's your random eagle? Bob?
No, I wouldn't.
I kind of misunderstood. He was my favorite, but he was not the best player on a good team. But he started. But Ben Smith, just because of one play.
Ben Smith.
Oh, Ben Smith. Yeah.
Ben Smith was. He went to later. Went to second round draft pick. Went to Denver. He's a good player, Ben Smith.
Yeah, I would not work for Seth.
No,
it would be a little intense.
Yeah, what?
Well, I
put me, him, and Trot in the same meeting rooms.
Yeah, you need to hire another coordinator.
Get no work done whatsoever. We're in there arguing over the game plan the entire time.
So, I remember a couple years ago, Seth was trying to get involved in some coaching, it seemed like, but
yeah, he did the intern coaching with a couple teams.
Yeah.
Listen, Seth, you gotta be you know, Seth needs to be able to do what Seth is doing right now.
Yeah, I think the Eagles would be scared to hire
Seth.
Yeah,
can't restrict Seth, man. Yeah, you just got to let Seth go, man. You got to let Seth do what he does. You see Seth and you see Rodney McLeod respond to Seth?
I did not.
Oh, yeah.
Seth criticizing?
It was so tempting. It was so tempting to jump in there, but I said, you know what? This ain't my fight. Stay out of that.
What was he criticizing? The Claypool play?
No. Well, yeah, of course. The most dissected play in Eagles history.
I love it. Zapruder film hasn't been this dissected as many times as this.
So Seth was like, I now have it on good information. This is cover two. And so he's breaking down. Now, he didn't criticize Rodney McLeod. He's just talking about Jim Schwartz.
Right.
So Rodney McLeod is sort of coming to the defense of Jim Schwartz and basically just said, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have a tweet in front of me. He just says, your information is wrong. It's not cover two. Get a better source. LOL. Rodney McLeod, I don't know if he's watched post-game shows. I don't know if he's watched highlights of Hammer. Tread lightly now.
Hammer is a tool. That is true.
Yeah, tread lightly when dealing with Seth Joyner now.
No. In fact, just ignore it.
That's what you would be better off doing.
Seth during games only tweets in all caps.
He's letting you know he's yelling.
He's yelling at Twitter.
He is so good. I mean, we're doing post games, but I record that so I can watch just the face. You know, Barrett will be trying to make a point, and just look at Seth, and it's like, uh-oh, he's angry.
When Seth used to do the show with us.
Are we doing Michael B?
He just took over the whole hour, man.
You just let him go?
I just let him go, man.
Who would you rather have as D coordinator, Doc or Seth Joyner?
Ooh.
Mm.
I'm not answering that.
I'm gonna
put my answer out there in the Twitter sphere somewhere.
I think Seth would be more fun because you don't know what's going to happen with Seth. That's for sure. I say Seth just because he'd be more entertaining. You would.
Oh,
like,
man.
You
yeah,
imagine it, a press conference.
Yeah, imagine
with Seth.
Talking to Seth in the press conference and question some of his coverage and see how that goes.
He wouldn't wait till Wednesday to talk like Jim Schwartz.
No, he wouldn't even make it off the field. B-Dog could be thoughtful in his answers, right? Yes. Like, Brian's a good dude. Seth would just he'd give those eyes.
What?
Why exactly did you have Nate Jerry on? Would he have even have any players? Who would he have as his players on the team? 215-592-9494.
Yeah, I'm all for Seth being the D coordinator, man.
That would be excellent.
Well, 1 year.
Head coach, forget about it.
Believe me, that's all it would last was 1 year.
A full year? Coming up, so Wednesdays at 5:25, we play Stump the Millennial. The Millennial is Jack Fritz. It's your chance to win a $25 Conshohocken Brewing Company gift card. So we're looking for caller number 7 right now on our contest line, which is 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. You can play Stump the Millennial. That's coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.